Making Sense of Chaos, A Better Economics for a Better World, by J. Doinfarmer. Book Overview. Making Sense of Chaos, A Better Economics for a Better World was written by J. Doinfarmer, Bailey Gifford Professor of Complex Systems Science at the University of Oxford and Director of the Complexity Economics Program at the Oxford Martin School. The book was first published in the United Kingdom by Alan Lane in April 2024. Followed by the United States edition from Yale University Press in August 2024, and a Penguin paperback reissue in April 2025. At 384 pages, it is Farmer's first book and arrives 3 decades after the intellectual revolution it tries to consolidate. Farmer, who once built wearable computers to predict roulette, co-founded the world's first quantitative hedge fund, Prediction Company, which UBS bought in 2006, makes a confession and a proposal. The confession is that the standard neoclassical framework equilibrium, perfect rationality, and a representative agent was a compromise forced by the absence of computing power. The proposal is complexity economics, a discipline that treats the economy as a complex adaptive system and uses big data and agent-based simulation to make better predictions. The book addresses 3 questions. Why does mainstream economics fail us? What really drives financial instability? And can a rapid green transition be cheap rather than ruinous? It is written for central bankers, climate and industrial policymakers, financial supervisors, and any reader who wants a serious account of why the 21st century economy keeps surprising its best-trained experts. Key insights. First, the equilibrium paradigm of mainstream economics is a relic of the pencil and paper era. Its 3 pillars, perfect rationality, automatic return to balance, and homogeneous agents, were concessions to tractability, and are neither realistic nor necessary now. Second, the economy is best understood as a complex adaptive system, more like an ant colony than a clock. Strategies compete, mutate, and die out, generating cycles, bubbles, and crashes that are invisible to equilibrium models. Third, agent-based modeling is the technological heart of complexity economics. By simulating millions of heterogeneous households, firms, and banks, the approach recovers the nonlinear feedback loops that drive real economies. Fourth, risk management tools such as value at risk are individually prudent but collectively catastrophic. When every bank deleverages at the same trigger, the system manufactures the very crash it was designed to prevent. Fifth, Wright's law makes the cost of renewables fall by a constant percentage with every doubling of cumulative output. Empirically grounded simulations suggest that an aggressive green transition would save roughly $12 trillion compared to business as usual. Chapter Notes. Chapter 1 explains why mainstream models failed before, during, and after the 2008 crisis and again during COVID-19, when DSGE projections missed the contraction by an order of magnitude. Chapter 2 argues that the natural language of the economy is physics. Nonlinearity, feedback, and emergence describe it better than utility maximization ever did. Chapter 3 reframes the economy as an ecosystem. Like species, organizations compete, cooperate, and evolve, and every contract weaves balance sheets into a giant interaction network. Chapter 4 is the technical heart. Farmer's Oxford team uses millions of heterogeneous agents. During the British lockdown, their model predicted a GDP fall of 21.5%, the actual figure was 22.1%. Chapter 5 treats financial markets as an ecology of strategies, explaining the 1987 crash as the collapse of an interaction between portfolio insurance and index arbitrage with no external trigger. Chapter 6 dissects the paradox of risk management, showing how value at risk creates a self-reinforcing leverage cycle. Chapter 7 applies complexity economics to climate. Empirical fits to Wright's law, ignored by mainstream integrated assessment models, suggest a rapid transition is the cheapest path. Chapter 8 explores inequality as a network phenomenon, showing that debt topology amplifies wealth concentration and systemic fragility. Chapter 9 calls for a new institution, the Economic Observatory, and for digital twins of cities, nations, and the global economy, so that policies can be stress-tested before they are deployed. Notable quotes. The fossil fuels that powered global wealth now threaten to destroy it. The economy is not a clock, it is the weather. Crises do not need external shocks, the system can manufacture its own disasters from within. Complexity is not the opposite of order, it is a higher form of it. Prediction will always be probabilistic, and policy must learn to live with that. Predictability lies in the right kind of modeling, not in the illusion of certainty. Policymaking without simulation is gambling in the dark. Actionable takeaways. First, treat every forecast as a probability distribution, not a point estimate, and design hedges for the tails. Second, before deploying any large policy, prototype it inside an agent-based simulation and look for emergent side effects. Third, identify the dominant feedback loops in your domain and ask what happens when many actors respond to the same signal at once. Fourth, respect learning curves. Betting on the right technology trajectory usually matters more than fine-tuning the pace. Fifth, build institutions that treat the economy as an observable, measurable system and invest in the data infrastructure to make that possible. That is the full summary of Making Sense of Chaos.